Tiger Woods' prescription drug history can be included in DUI trial, judge rules against golfer's lawyer. A judge ruled on Tuesday, May 12, that Tiger Woods' prescription drug history could be used in his trial. Woods' attorney previously attempted to block a subpoena for the records. Both sides agreed that the drug records will be shielded from public view. Florida prosecutors will have access to Tiger Woods' prescription drug history, according to court records obtained by People. From Yahoo Sports. At a hearing on Tuesday, May 12, about whether Woods' prescription drug records could be released, Woods' attorney Douglas Duncan objected, according to TC Palm. However, Judge Darren Steele ruled that the golfer's drug history would be included in the trial per the court records. Both sides did agree, though, on a protective order shielding Woods' drug history from public view, per TC Palm. Last month, Duncan attempted to block a subpoena seeking Woods' prescription drug records, according to court records obtained by People. In the motion filed on Tuesday, April 14, Duncan argued his client has a constitutional right to privacy interest in his prescription records, which are on file at Lewis Pharmacy in Palm Beach, Florida. At the time, Woods' attorney asked in the motion that the judge enter a protective order that would ensure Woods' prescription records only be viewed by the state, its law enforcement officers, any state experts, and the defense. The records shall not be disclosed to any third parties, including order prohibiting dissemination of the records by the state in response to any public records request, Duncan wrote. If and when it becomes necessary for the state to publicly disclose said records or any portion of said records, that a hearing must be held to determine the necessity of said disclosure. Woods, 50, has pleaded not guilty to a DUI charge following his arrest and crash in Jupiter Island, Florida on Friday, March 27. Deputies with the Martin County Sheriff's Office said they found two hydrocodone pills in Woods' pants pocket at the scene, and after issuing a sobriety test, observed several signs of impairment, including bloodshot and glassy eyes and extremely dilated pupils, they alleged in a probable cause. E. affidavit obtained by People. This right is admittedly not absolute should the state show the relevance of the records to its criminal investigation and thus warrant intrusion into Mr. Woods' privacy, Duncan wrote in the motion. Days later, the 15-time major champion announced that he would be seeking medical treatment. I know and understand the seriousness of the situation I find myself in today, Woods wrote in a statement posted on X on Tuesday, March 31. I am stepping away for a period of time to seek treatment and focus on my health. This is necessary in order for me to prioritize my well-being and work toward lasting recovery. Read the original article on People.